Hello, lovely. It's Shauna Lee, and welcome back to the Soul Frequency Show podcast, where we're stepping into the light and raising our frequency together. Each week, we get to return to this sacred space to have conversations about the things we all experience in life, love, health, and career. A space where we, as spiritual beings, having this human experience, can amplify our gifts and remember our truth. The title of this episode is Changing Your Vibe with a Personal Stylist. There are so many ways that we can transform our life. And I think we're all looking at those different ways. It's like looking at facets of who we are, facets of what needs to evolve and change. I mean, I think in the past 5 years, but even probably longer than that, if you look back on your life, you can say like, my life is so different. I have evolved in so many different ways. I'm doing something different in the world, or I'm in a new relationship, or I'm seeing life through new eyes. I mean, that's the kind of quickening pace that everything is evolving in. It's just, it's kind of a wild, you know, magic carpet ride we're all on. And I think as we look through all these different facets, like it's an interesting facet and probably not always talked about it hand in hand with spirituality is like how we look on the outside, you know, how we show up, how we dress ourselves, like what is our personal style? I mean, I think it can be a really kind of nebulous topic, right? For people like how do we really see ourselves, right? It's hard to see yourself sometimes because we just have lots of filters to that. And sometimes I think people can think it's like on the more shallow side to think about, you know, what we look like or how we're showing up in the world, what our personal style is. But I actually think it's like a kind of entryway into a new beingness. So we could transform ourselves like on the inside and that reflects on the outside, but we can also transform ourselves like on the outside and that transforms the inside. So there's no right way to do it. And for some people, like, I mean, probably anybody knows the difference of what it feels like to wear like a flip-flop shoe versus a, you know, tennis shoe versus a high heel. Like we tend to walk differently and hold ourselves differently when we wear these different shoes. And it's something as simple as like putting on a different shoe, but we can actually take on a different energy when we do these things. So it's kind of fascinating to look at like, what is my personal style? What is my vibe that I'm giving off? Like, do I feel like I love that? Or does that feel like it needs to evolve and change as well? Like sometimes we get very into the deep inner work, which is so beautiful. I'm the hugest fan, you know that. But sometimes like it's the little nuanced things that also make a huge impact. And so my guest today, Carrie Blair, is a founder and CEO of the nationally recognized image consulting and personal styling firm, The Style Studio. Her extensive experience in the fashion industry has made her a coveted personal stylist to executives and high profile clients for over 20 years. Carrie's not only successful in business, but a devoted wife and mother of an 11-year-old girl. When she's not busy conquering the world with her styling tips, you can find her traveling to amazing locations in the world, doing inner work to deepen her spirituality, or playing tennis with her daughter. For Carrie, life is about going deep and discovering more and more of who you are so that you can access true freedom. Her favorite activities are laughing uncontrollably with her daughter, attending concerts with her husband, and anything self-care related. So please help me welcome Carrie to the show. Welcome to the show. We're so happy you're with us today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you.
So we talk from every different angle on this show about like, who are we really? How do we discover? And then how do we show up? And how do we put ourselves out there in the world in a myriad of ways, whether it's like business, you know, spirituality, like how we look, like what is it that makes us us? And I, just so you have some background, have such a personal, like, deep diving fascination, I want to call it, like, and that it never goes away. It's like an itch that you can't scratch to continue to like go deeper into like, what are the facets? Like, who am I really? You know, why am I here? Like, I just have this like innate need in my life, which has called me to so many different things. And yet I think when we do this exploration, there's always areas like that we haven't explored yet, right? There's always new things that show up. And so I want to really dive in with you because I know you have a spiritual background. Like you told me before we got on here, you have a home in Sedona, which would be impossible if you're not on the journey. How you have interwoven, you know, being a stylist, how we show up visually, you know, in the world, and your spiritual journey. So like, where do these intersect for you personally?
Yeah, great question. No one's ever asked me that question. So for me, it's all about the deep dive into who you are. And it's all, so my industry can be looked at as a very superficial industry, right? No, we shouldn't care about how we look. We should just feel great about ourselves or whatever people say. And I think it's the opposite. I think if you really dive deep with yourself, you want to feel beautiful. You want to honor yourself by how you look, right? And it was like yesterday, I went for a walk and I saw this unbelievable sunset. And I was like, thank you, God, for this beauty and this moment. And it's the same as how we feel about ourselves. Like when you look in the mirror and you feel beautiful, you see something different and you create a relationship with yourself that, I don't know, transcends clothes. Because for me, it's never quite been about the clothes. Like a lot of people want to talk about how long have you been in fashion and what trends inspire you, which is, that's all great too, because that's part of the job. But for me, if you can really know who you are at a deep level and have the essence of who that is on the inside shine through to the outside, you start attracting what you want in life. It's very law of attraction, right?
True. It's so true. And you know what? Like, if you think back, like any one of us thinks back on our life, there are moments where we have felt so beautiful, right? Whether it's the way the fabric is hitting you or, you know, your makeup that day, or maybe you went and did something special to get ready or getting ready for like an event, you know, something that's formal. And like, we all have those moments, or your wedding day or something like this, right? Where you just felt like so good. And that energy of you feeling so good, it's like an interplay between like, yes, the makeup, the hair, the clothes, whatever it is, and you, but it's like once they're feeding each other and there's like this interplay and you're like allowing this energy to come out. Even I use the thing that like, if you walk around in tennis shoes, which I love tennis shoes, but if you walk around in tennis shoes, you feel different than if you walk around in heels. It's just a different energy, right? It's a different vibe. You hold yourself differently. You feel differently. And so it's like, we can kind of become sometimes through putting on these things and playing with that.
Yeah. And one thing that I noticed, I mean, I've been in the personal styling industry for over 21 years. And one thing that I notice and that people come to me for is to feel better about themselves. So if people are just going in their closet, so if you're going into your closet and you don't love what you see, that brings your energy and your vibration down. And then you start your day with this low energy, low vibration. Or if you look in the mirror and you judge your body, or you look in the mirror and you judge your face. Like right now, I'm getting older, as we all are. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, damn, another wrinkle? How is this possible?
Right? And where do they come from?
How did I get that overnight? Right? Now, what serum do I want to grab today? Right? It's a constant journey to feel our best. But when you can put in the time and you know you've done your best to look your best, then you feel your best. And again, you just radiate and your light shines brighter.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know what's so interesting? Because like, obviously there's so much in the world, like messaged to women, especially about how they look, right? I mean, it's crazy. And I was having this like aha moment because there are some like older women in the entertainment industry, but everywhere in the world. But like, let's just talk about the entertainment industry because most people know some of these people. Yeah. And like, there are just some women that they are just aging naturally and gracefully, but they are like sexy and beautiful and they carry themselves and the clothes and like, you don't notice, right? Yeah. Like the every little line and wrinkle because they've got this energy that just exudes like joyfulness and happiness. I mean, they're like living their life. I mean, maybe they're like, you know, still skinny dipping because like what the heck, and they can, right? And they're just doing these things that are like so wild and fun and yeah. not allowing like some idea of the way they're supposed to look or the age they're supposed to be at or what they're supposed to wear to define or to cage really like the energy that they are in truth. And I just think like, I mean, hey, look at like when I'm on social media and I get every face cream and it promises me like, you know, the world, I'm like, sure, let's try that. Like, let's try that. I mean, who doesn't, right? And I laugh to myself. I'm like, these people know I'm their target market and they me are like after me right now, right? And I am like buying all the creams. But like at the end of the day, it's like the light that comes out of us and how we embrace that and express that like through our clothes, right? Through like yeah. some people have like such interesting like fashion, right? And it's just who they are. And it's like so cool. That is really what people see, right? Of course, any human being like looking in the mirror can find all their flaws in like 2.2 seconds and point them out to anybody and everybody, right? Who wants to listen. Yeah. But like, I don't see that in someone else. You know what I mean? Like that is not what I pick up on. And so we Absolutely. Have to, I think as women, like give ourselves a break and like, I don't know, dial back from that narrative and instead embrace like, you know what I mean? What's my jam? What's my style? Like, what do I want to be in the world? And like, what do I want to convey with my energy?
I love that you said that. So I was working on marketing earlier today for, and I also have a podcast and I was like, okay, working with my team, like, okay, what are we having our podcast episodes on? I think we need to give ourselves a break.
And exactly.
You just said that because you were absolutely right. You know, today I'll just be vulnerable and share. Today I have a cold sore and I have a broken blood vessel in my eye, which I've never had before. So my eye is essentially bleeding. And I looked in the mirror this morning and I was like, okay, I got that. So now what am I going to do? And I put on a fabulous outfit and I curled my hair and I put on some lipstick and I was like, I don't give a damn. Like, this is me.
Yeah.
And I really do preach this and live this because my daughter, I mentioned it to her and she said, Mommy, you're always trying to be perfect. What if this is your perfect? And I was like, I love you. Because yes,
wise.
You can so only wise. Do the best that you can do that day, right? But I really invite people to do the best that you can do. Don't give up, but giving yourself a break doesn't mean give up and just say, whatever I did, you know, I did the best. But like really look to see, are you expressing who you are on the inside and exuding that to the world? And yes, we're going to get wrinkles. And girl, I have like every device and every cream known. I mean, I too, every time I'm on Instagram or Google, even they're marketing to me. And I'm like, yes, okay, yes. And then people say, are any of them working? I don't know, but right. I like to think they are, right? So I think it's so important to love yourself on yeah. the inside. And then if you really truly love yourself on the inside, you can dress yourself appropriately to shine.
Yeah, it's so true. So let's talk about being a stylist, because this is obviously something so different than we've like talked about on the show in the past. And like, I just have a feeling that if you've done that for, you know, 21 years of your life, that you have a unique vantage point in working with your clients and, you know, being in that world. So like, bring us behind the veil. Like what are the things that you can share that maybe we don't know, you know, for those of us that haven't been a stylist, about the world of fashion and like working with people? Cause you've worked with individuals and people hire you to say like, come in and change my look, like help me find my look, help me, you know, redo this closet that I hate and all of these things. And how do I make this something that I love? So what's like a first step in kind of deciding to do this in your life and to like embrace and love what you are putting on and what you're putting out there with your energy?
Yeah, I love that. So people come to me for a myriad of reasons. So over the years, I mainly work with high-end CEOs, executives, celebrities, and I have a team and they work with stay-at-home moms, average everyday people. So we really see it all. And what I've come to find is that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, how much money you make, where you live, we're all the same. And I know you know that, people know that, but really, we all put on pants one leg at a time, right? We all have insecurities. I have some of my clients that are a size 00 or more insecure than my clients that are a size 24. And everyone looks at what they don't like about their body. Every single person can point out, like you were saying earlier, right? We can all look in the mirror and nitpick ourselves. And, but I have noticed that when people can get authentic and true to themselves, everyone just wants to feel great and know that they're okay. And then know that they're worth it and get compliments from others. Right.
Yeah.
And that makes them feel amazing. So, and that's our job, is we want to discover what's in the way of that. So what's in between you and the fullest expression of you? And we use beauty and clothing as our avenue to achieve that result. So, some people come to us because they want to make more money and be more successful. And we have clients that will triple their income in 3 months. Very short period of time. We have clients that come to us because they got divorced and they want to be in a new relationship. We have clients that come to us because they started a business and they want to brand themselves. People run for political office and they want an edge above their competition. So lots of different reasons. But I would say everybody has something in common, which is how we were raised has a lot to do with how we treat ourselves and how we look, right? So it's a bit of therapy because we all have something, right?
Does that relate to, like, are you relating that to like what you witnessed, like in, let's say, your mother or the, like the women in your family, how they cared for themselves?
Or
like,
friends.
Or friends or family. Interesting. Environment.
Yeah. So if someone says, I can't spend money on myself. Okay. Well, tell me about that. Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about your upbringing. Oh, my parents never paid full price for anything. We thrift stored. So I still go to thrift stores. So we have to break that pattern and create a new healthy pattern where they can buy things and they know that they deserve it. Or they never wore makeup because their mom told them that only certain people get to wear makeup and they're not that kind of person. Or, I mean, amazing. Or their husband once told them that they shouldn't wear white because it doesn't look good on them. So they never wear white. Or their grandmother told them that they can't wear red. And so a lot of what we're doing with people is breaking these cycles, yeah. Breaking these habits that other people have instilled in them. So if you look at it and if we strip it all the way back, the majority of people who have never invented who they are. Maybe they've done a lot of work on the inside, but not on the outside. And it's just like going to college, right? So people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting great educations, right? And people spend hundreds of thousands of hours meditating and going on a spiritual journey, which I love both of these ideas. And then they have the same exterior. So everyone around you is related to you like your old you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
right? So the only way to have your new self show up is by redesigning yourself. You're not the person you were 10 years ago. You can see that for yourself, right?
Yep.
You're not that person. You're definitely not the person you were 20 years ago.
No.
And if we keep, people are creatures of habit. So if we keep dressing like we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago, that's all people see in us. So it's interesting. So when we work with clients in our specific system and way that we work with them, and we have a studio that people come to, and a lot of times they'll say, well, my husband wants to come, or my girlfriend wants to come, or my mom wants to come. And we say, absolutely not, because their vision of who you are is different than yours, but you'll listen to them, right? So to truly reinvent yourself, only you can do that. We can guide you, but only you can invent yourself.
It's so great. I love it. And so what would you say is the biggest like resistance people have? Like when you, let's say you're working with somebody, what is the biggest resistance? Because obviously when you start to talk about like the deeper belief system and things that other people have said to you, like you're going to get some resistance sometimes, or outside of people's comfort zone, like over all these years and different people that you've worked with, like, what do you see come up time and time again? Like, is there a point in the process where people have to like kind of move through something, or are people like generally just like totally ready and embracing it?
Oh no. Oh my gosh. Almost nobody's ready. When they are, I'm shocked. I'm like, are you really? You're like 1 in 100.
Are you human?
I know, right? Because it's not an easy process, because when you reinvent yourself, right? It's a spiritual journey as much as it's, I don't call it that to my clients because they're wherever they are in their journey, but it really is. So you're inventing who you want the world to see you as. And then the next step is we go through your closet. That's the hardest part. Mm. And it's wrapped up in money, self-worth, lots of things are in that closet. Gift giving, like people giving you gifts and you can't throw it away. And so that would be the majority of their challenge is when you're going through their closet, people don't want to let go. They don't. And so here's what I tell everybody is that who we are for ourselves is all wrapped up in what we wear and how we look. So when I'm going through someone's closet, they think I'm throwing away them. Rather than, no, I'm just throwing away this t-shirt you haven't worn in 10 years. Right?
Yeah.
Because think about it for yourself. If I started working with you and we were rebranding you and we go in your closet and let's say I throw away 90% of your wardrobe, what's your experience?
Well, see, I'm really different. I don't have like, I'm not attached. Like I would go throw away my whole wardrobe except for like, they require me to put things on my body to go outside. Like,
okay.
I'm the person that's like, I don't know.
So you would be fine.
Yeah, I would be.
Let it go.
I totally understand that. And I have many family members where I have very like, I've had these very poignant experiences of their attachment to things that like blows my mind. Right. So like, I'm well aware that when you start like moving around the energy, even in someone's home, let alone their closet, like you're going to get a lot of stuff coming up for them and a lot of, you know what I mean? Like even what seems like, oh, I'm moving something over here and something's coming up over here. Like it doesn't seem related. Just a lot of like energy moving, I don't know, conjures up different things in different people. But like, there's a point in time where I threw away almost every single piece of clothing I owned. And like,
I love it.
And I just was like, and exactly because of what you're talking about is that I felt like it was old energy. I just felt like these clothes reminded me of a time in my life where they were purchased in a time in my life that I no longer embodied. And I just wanted to purge that, you know? And so like I have a place in my closet where you can hang like higher shirts and like lower, you know, jeans. And I like the whole top was just gone. Like I literally, I can't really reach it anyways. I'm 5'2", but, yeah. But I was like, no, I just like, I don't need this whole section. And I just like threw all this stuff away, but I'm mindful that not everybody is built that way. And I am sentimental with certain things. And my husband is even much better at throwing stuff away than I am. But like, yeah. But I will get sentimental about like, I'm the silliest things. Like my husband will tell you when we first met, I had a suitcase and the entire like pockets inside the suitcase were ripped to shreds, like just gone, completely unusable. And my husband's like, let's just throw this away. And I'm like, no, but I've like traveled all these places with this bag. And I'm like, yes. It's been with me through so many good memories. And my husband's like, it's a suitcase, right? Like you've got to let go. So we all have our things.
We all have our things. Yeah, we really do. And so for some people, it's how much money they spent on the item. For other people, it's who gifted it to them. For other people, it's where they wore it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or doesn't everybody need a white shirt in their wardrobe? Or they don't want to spend the money to replace it or what have you. And you brought up a really interesting point. So from time to, you know what I noticed for myself is from time to time, when I'm going through a lot of change or big growth spurts spiritually, I'll go in my closet and I will hate everything.
Mm.
And I take a step back and I'm like, well, that's interesting because a week ago I loved everything. So why am I now hating everything? It's because I'm evolving and I'm not the person who wore that last time. So when I go through that for myself, I don't immediately throw everything out because I'm not through the transformation, right? So I wait until I'm on the other side and then I relook at it. But I think a lot of people deal with this and they don't recognize that that's what's happening.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I think there's also giving yourself some grace with if you do go into your closet and you hate everything and you take a look and you go, okay, well, I am going through a growth spurt. I'll just take a step back. That's different than when you go in your closet and you gained weight and you still want to hold on to the old size. That's unhealthy, right? Those are very different things. And normally I would tell people just get rid of it. But when you're going through a transformation is when you just take a breather for a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're working with an expert who's like me, who's walking you through it, and it clearly is not who you are anymore, then you just have to trust the process.
And when people start getting rid of this stuff, like what do you start to notice when they start saying, okay, yeah, I can see that I'm not going to wear this again, or I haven't worn it in a year. And, you know, I want to create space for new things to come in. Like, what do you witness the processes that starts to happen with people, like when they start, you know, really cleaning out that closet?
It's amazing. So first of all, there's a struggle, right? For most people, because when you, again, who we are for ourselves is all wrapped up in what we wear and how we look. So getting rid of that takes a minute. But then we have clients that we've left with, I don't know, 3 outfits, 5 outfits to get them until we can buy them a new wardrobe. And I worry for them. Like, how are they going to react? How are they going to be next time I see them? And then I see them and they're like, that was so freeing. I didn't have to think about what to wear. Like, I knew that whatever I picked was going to look good on me because you let me keep it. And so I just didn't worry about it. I put it on and I left and felt good. And they're excited to get new clothes. And then they come to us and they get their new clothes and they're like blown away. A lot of what is so fulfilling to me, which is why I do this for a living day in and day out, because we just want to make a difference in people's lives. And it's so inspiring to look at someone once they've transformed, they have their new clothes, they've have new makeup, we've changed their hair if that needs to happen. And they look in the mirror. And for some people, it's the first time in their life they've truly felt beautiful. Aww. And it changes everything. Because when you feel that way about yourself, it's amazing. People interact with you differently because they can, you're exuding self-love, you're exuding beauty, you're exuding your true essence. And then the world changes. And that's why our clients produce these unbelievable results in their life.
It's so great. So do you like teach them how to put things together? Like, do you leave them with like, this is an outfit, or this is a look, this is a look, this is a look, like that type of thing?
We do like mix and match. So after they bought, let's say they buy a new wardrobe. So they buy a new wardrobe, we take photos of it and we create their own personalized lookbook. So we show them all the different things that match it. So that we make
it. That is amazing.
Yeah, we really do dumb it down for people.
That is awesome. I mean, that's just helpful because like one of the things that I think a lot of people run into, I know I have like at many different times in our life. And like, listen, when I was like young and single, like I spent so much time on these types of things, but then life gets busier, right? It's like you have a family and you have a business to run and, you know, all these different things, like you just have less time than maybe you had when it was just you living in your little place and, you know, you're focusing on what am I going to wear this weekend when I go out, you know, that type of thing. And so like having something that's easy, right? That takes the kind of like, do I have to figure this out? Is this another thing I need to put on my plate to figure out of the equation is super helpful. Yes.
And I like being a realist. So I'm a business owner. I have a staff. I have a husband. I have an 11-year-old. Like I have a full busy life. And, you know, I like to play tennis. I like to do other things. And there are some times where, I don't know, we have dinner plans and I just go, really? I have to go out tonight. And yes, some people go to their closets and then it makes it worse, right? So having those go-to pieces that, you know, you could just go in your closet. I have this friend who has, I don't know, 10 black dresses and she just always has a black dress on. It doesn't matter if she's going to work, going out, going to meet friends for lunch, black dress. And she doesn't think about it. She has her go-to items and she feels unbelievable in them. She's like, black dress, red lips, done.
I love it. Sounds cute to me.
Right? So I'm all about ease and figuring out what are things that make you feel good. So for me, I feel good when I have lipstick on. Like when I don't have lipstick on, I just don't feel as cute. So I don't wake up and put on lipstick, but you know, when I leave the house, I do. And sometimes people say, well, where are you going? Just going about my day. I feel good like this. Right. So also don't be afraid to stand out.
Yeah.
Right? Don't be afraid to just be you, whether it be a bright color that you have on or lipstick or how your hair is done, like be okay with just being you.
I love that. Of course. And like, find those things that are signature, like your friend, it's like black dress is my thing. Red lips. Like I'm good. And you probably, you know, people recognize her like for that. It's like, oh, that's totally her.
Yeah. And I call it creating your signature style. Like for me, most of the time that you see me, you'll find me in a blazer. Mm. It got a little warm, so I have it on my chair. But I almost always wear a blazer and jeans. That's just what I feel great in. I have a million of them. They feel good. I look good. I feel sophisticated, done.
So great. Do you help people find like what those things are for them that they love to wear? Because I think people's fear like would be when you start switching up people's clothes, I think people's fear would be, what if like they make me wear things I don't like, right? Or make me wear things that I don't feel good in, or it doesn't feel, you know what I mean? Like workable for my life or my lifestyle, but that's not the goal. Yeah.
So part of developing your signature style is creating that amazing first impression. So, you know, we learned when we were little, first impressions matter. And these days you really have 2 or 3 seconds to make a great first impression, but no one's thinking about what that actually is. Nobody's putting time into what's my first impression. But when you do, that's when you can create your signature style and knock it out of the park and create that exquisite look that makes you feel amazing.
So being a stylist, working with so many different people, And like when you've done this, obviously for a longer period of time and you've gone through like different, you know, fashion cycles and things that are interesting, like how often does somebody need to be like kind of reevaluating this or looking at this in your opinion in their life? Like, you know, because it's very easy to like go, oh yeah, I bought this stuff, I love it. And like 8 years later, you're like, yeah, I'm just still wearing it because life is busy and whatever. Are you cycling pieces in and out like all the time? Are you reevaluating the whole picture like periodically?
Both. So for myself and my clients, I do it quite often. So quarterly, we're looking to make sure that they still love what they have and get rid of things that they don't love anymore and cycling in and out constantly. And the benefit of doing that also with such frequency is that then I can be on top of their changes in life, right? So especially as women, we change so frequently. So we go from, you know, high school to college or to a job or to a relationship to having children to going through menopause to retiring. I mean, we change more than men do, right? So I think it's great to be on top of that and notice life changes. And because again, when we can keep your wardrobe with who you are now, that's when you really shine through. With people that aren't working with an expert, I would recommend doing it frequently. So either when you've gone through a change in life or at least yearly, reevaluate everything and see if it really does express who you are.
Oh, I love that so much. Mm-hmm. I hope people feel inspired by that. Like that alone can just like, does this express like who I am today? I mean, literally, if you went through your own closet, like, and just started saying like, does this express who I am today? Like, no, yeah. You know, get rid of it, like donate it, give it to somebody, yeah. Whatever it is that makes you feel good, but don't have that energy in your space anymore because it doesn't connect with who you are.
Right. And it drags you down. So you walk into a closet or you walk to a closet and you look in it. And if you're not joyful and alive, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. So it's sort of like Marie Kondo's The Joy of Tidying Up. Did you ever read her book?
I didn't, but obviously I know of it.
It's a great book. But anyways, when it first came out, my clients are like, this is exactly what you do. Except for I'm a little meaner because she says, keep it if it brings you joy. I'm like, it needs to bring you joy and look good on you and be the right colors and fit you. So we go a little bit deeper, but absolutely it should, your wardrobe and how you look should have a certain vibration that lights you up.
Let's talk color. Like, is there, I know when I was a little girl, I think like there was like a whole color wheel or color experience that like women got when they were adults. I had some family members that did this and I remember it so well. Like it's just a memory of like them all talking about it. Is that still a thing or how do we look at colors?
Okay. So it's come back and that is not something that I do or believe in. And I'll tell you why. I feel like it puts people in a box. So I'm sure you remember from back then that your family members that had got it done, they can only shop with their array of colors. And people get trapped by this, right? So they go to stores and they're like, I have to find burnt orange. It is my color. Well, maybe burnt orange not in fashion right now. What are you going to do?
Right.
Like, are you just
like, I cannot buy anything. It's not burnt orange.
And I've had clients that have come to me with their color. Like, I need to show you my color wheel. And I'm like, but none of these colors are in style right now. So we have to get out of sight of this box. So that's my belief is there's millions of colors out there, right? So even a color that you don't think you look good on, there's like so many colors within that spectrum of color. And I'm sure you could find a shade, most likely, that would look good in that color, with a few exceptions. Like, I couldn't do any shade of yellow. You could. I just couldn't. So there are go-to colors, but within that color, there's quite an array. I do believe, though, that color has a vibrancy to it, a vibration. And so I like to look at color from that perspective. So what's the vibration that you want to have? And then choose the color from that. And then also, I truly believe that picking out colors for your complexion is simple. You can hold it up to your décolleté area, so close to your face. Close your eyes. And when you open your eyes back up, look to see what features come out.
Interesting.
Or have someone take a picture of you in that color and see what features did that bring out? Or did that make me look dead? Did that make me look alive? Did that bring out my eyes? Did that bring out my underlying cheek colors? You can, it's easier to tell than you would think.
That is so fascinating. So you just said to me that I could wear yellow. Like, what makes you know that?
I've been doing this 21 years, girl.
You're like, that's my special sauce.
I like, stand up. I could tell you what designers, what size, everything. I mean, I have a lot of special sauces over the years.
I love it. Of course
people laugh at me. They're like, how do you know this needs tailoring? I'm like, because it's off an eighth of an inch. They're like, seriously, you can tell that by looking at me? I can. It's just, when you do anything long enough, you become amazing at it. So
for sure. And you have that eye, right? I mean, it's a developed eye that you can, or a gift from God, that you have, that, you know, can pinpoint those things that other people just don't see.
Yeah.
It's so great. Exactly. I love it. What's your favorite part of just style in general? Like, you know, I know several people who are in fashion and have known people over the years who are designers. And one of the things, like when I get together with them or, you know, when we hang out, like I'm always just like in awe of how they notice life, right? Because if you notice, if you're able to tell something is an eighth of an inch off from like across the room, there's a different way that I feel like that creativity looks at the world. And so what is that for you, like in this experience that you can do this in the lives of people for one, but how does that affect like your quality of life or your observation, you know, in your personal life?
So there's the pros and the cons. So the pros are I appreciate beauty in everything. I was telling you about the sunset yesterday, right?
Yes.
There's, I can notice beauty a mile away, and things that people wouldn't notice, I notice. So I really love that it could be, you know, a tree. I've been fascinated lately with the tops of trees. And every time I walk, I don't look at the bottoms or look at the street. I'm like staring at the tops of these trees and how beautiful they are. So that's the positive. The negative is I have been quite the perfectionist, still trying to break that. But that's one thing. I read this article with Tom Ford many years ago, and he talked about that being a designer has cursed him with perfectionism. I'm butchering that if you know him. And I really related to that. Like, oh, you're right. Because we have to notice every single detail about how something's fitting, if it's the right color, if it's the right fabric, how it's draping, is it the right length? Do we need it tailored? So there's so much that goes into it that has you become a perfectionist if you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. A friend of mine, who's a designer, I'll never forget. Like he was living across the country and I had my wedding dress and he was in town just for a little bit. He's like, let me come see. I was doing a fitting. Let me come see. And he immediately walks in the place and it's like, he doesn't even look at my face. He just like makes a beeline. I'm standing in the dress and he's like, oh no, 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 no. And he's like pinching here and he's like, no, this. And he's just like, like, you know what I mean? So fast with his eyeballs, like across the desk. And I was like, hi, good to see you. He's like, wait a second. Hey, I need to talk to somebody about this. You know, he's like, come over here to the people that were working on the dress. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like eagle eye, right? From across the room.
Yes. And it's a disease. I mean, it really is, but that's the way it goes. And it's hard to like, let go of it.
Sure.
I would say I can let go of it in personal settings Mm-hmm. Like if I were to meet you at a party and you, and I'm sure you always look great because you're beautiful. But if you were mismatched, I might notice it, but it would go as quickly as I noticed it.
Right. Cause you're not going to focus on it.
Because it's not important. It goes so quickly. It doesn't even register.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I'm not in work mode. So I notice things. Like people say, you must love watching people on the street. Actually, no, I'd rather watch the beauty around me on the street, right? Because I'm not there to judge you. That's not what I do. I'm here to bring out the beauty in you. And that only comes if you're asking for it, right?
Yeah.
So although I'll notice it, so he probably did that because he knows you would want to look the best in your wedding gown.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
right.
Like, so, and the professional was in the house. I mean, he's like,
yes.
He's like, move aside amateurs because he's so gifted and talented. Like, you know, and he was protecting me in that moment, right? It's an act of like love and protection and like, let me make sure that this is right for you. You know what I mean? Yes. So that you feel the best in it. It fits you the best. And he has that eye that like a lot of people don't have. And so it really is like an act of love, you know, and I definitely took it as that, like right from the beginning. And it was so, but like, I could see his brain. Like, that's what I remember is his eyes, like going back and, you know what I mean? Just like assessing the whole situation back and forth across my whole, you know, dress. And then his brain just like going like, right, this needs to happen. That needs to happen. And it put me in awe. Like, it's like, cause I, you know, I don't have, like, I don't work that way. Right. Like, I don't see that like he does. And I was just like, that is so cool. Like that you can just assess the situation so quickly and know exactly what needs to be. Cause like, I think for a lot of women, like you can put things on and you can say, something doesn't feel right about this, or I don't, you know, but you don't necessarily then know how to fix that. Right. Yeah, or how to make it feel right. Right. Or tell someone, you know, why it doesn't feel right. So to be able to have a translator like you are, and like, oh, this is like probably why you're not feeling good in this, because it's not right for this reason. And then, you know, that's helpful to have. I love it. Yeah. So you have a team of people, you guys work with people one-on-one. Is it just one-on-one that you're working with people?
No. So a year ago, so my vision was always to make a difference for a ton of people. And then this business kind of took over, right? Because I only have so much time in a day. So then I built a team. And then about a year ago, I decided to take it online because I was like, what if I can impact thousands of women's lives instead of, you know, just the clientele that we can manage to work with one-on-one. So I literally put everything that I know for 20 years into a 6-week transformational course where we walk you through just like we would walk you through if you were a client in the studio with us. And we go deep into the vibration of color and what colors mean. And we go deep into designing your signature style and how to edit your own closet and where to shop. And we talk about designers and stores and different price points and how to know when to tailor something. So we make it super fun and super informative that you can transform your life. And it's been awesome. So it's not open right now, but we'll be opening it again soon for Black Friday. We'll be running a special and we'll open it probably 4 times a year, but it's been amazing what it's
provided. And is it all like video content, or are there like calls that people get on, or what?
So currently it's all video content, and we are in the process of curating a new course that's going to be live and video content.
Fun. Super fun. What a great gift, right? For people that want to deep dive into that and just start to like make steps. I just think it's so cool. And you know, like as we're moving here at the time that you and I are having this conversation, like into such a powerful, like astrological time with, you know, with completing this like Pluto in Capricorn time and moving into Pluto in Aquarius. And for anybody feeling all the feels of that, like it's a very real thing. You know, a lot of people are really feeling this, this kind of deep transformation that's happening in how we show up. And so it's a very transformative time, right? A very big deal, a very transformative time. And like, totally normal that in transformative times, you reinvent yourself, right? In different ways. Absolutely. And when you think about like celebrities and, you know, people who have had long careers, what are they doing? They're reinventing themselves. They are changing their looks all the time, like, you know, changing the way that they speak to the world, you know, with their visuals. And that really does bring new energy into everything you do, right? Whether it's like growing a business or in your relationships or just how you feel in the world. Because if we walk around and we're feeling amazing, we're going to attract amazing things to us. So yeah. I just think it's a really powerful, potent time. I'm glad that you guys are doing that course again. Soon.
Yeah. And we also just want to, I love what you just said about celebrities reinventing themselves. So I just did a podcast episode. So I have a podcast called Style Your Dreams. And last week I just did a podcast on developing a character. So I'm hiring this woman who's an assistant costume designer from LA to be a stylist. And it's the exact same thing. You're creating the character that you are. Now, it happens to be authentically you, right? But you still need to do that character development. What do you want people to see when they see you? It's the same as costume designers on a set, right? So those famous characters that you love, like I love Rebecca on Ted Lasso. I love her style. I love like her personality. I just love her. And if you don't know her, she always wears like a great sheath dress or a tight pencil skirt and a tight top. You would never see her on an episode with a flowy dress because that's not her. That's not her character, right?
Right.
So if you relate to yourself, like you're building a character, that also kind of takes it away from you so much, the hardness of it, and makes it fun and playful. Like, oh, I'm going to design my character today.
I love that. It's so true. Yeah. I mean, it really is. And like living into that character, right? And the fun personal things. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Tell us where people can find more about working with your team one-on-one, the course, all the things.
Okay. So the course is called yourcuratedstyle.com. And to work with our team, it's my name, carrieblair.com, spelled K-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R. And you can find us on Instagram or YouTube or lots of places called The Style Studio by KB.
Aw, I love this. This has been such a fun conversation. And I just think such a perfect time to like reevaluate, right? How we're showing up in the world. And also like to realize the importance. I mean, because I know a lot of people like in our community focus on like, what am I bringing to the world? Like, you know, in the form of like business or how do I want to show up in relationships? And this is to me just like another piece of the puzzle that can be such an integral part to how you show up in the world, right? Like just so major, and like shifting that can shift all the other things. Like we always talk about when we make one shift, everything else can shift and change right along with it. So very cool.
And get ready for miracles. If you decide to do the work and shift the way you look, get ready for miracles because they start showing up pretty quickly.
It's so cool. So cool. Thank you, Carrie. This has been so much fun. I've loved every minute of it.
Amazing. Me too. Thank you so much. I love everything you're doing.
Thank you. Hey, lovely. This is Shauna Lee. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. If you got even one piece of valuable information, head over to Apple Podcasts and share a review with your takeaways. And follow us because we got lots more goodness to come. We are spreading the love far and wide. And you know where to find me over at IG at The Soul Frequency. Until the next time, love, here's to positive vibes and powerful awakenings.